Hello, this is Doug Moses from Christ Games. Welcome back to our video series where we're making a game called Spirit Heroes. The last video you had was we were going over a thing called FTP repository or file transfer protocol where we upload all of our pictures and our sounds, our musics, all that kind of stuff that the files that we want to have in the game will go up to our FTP repository. This next video here that we're talking about, we'll be talking about a new repository called GitHub. GitHub will be where we store all of our source code. So this is like source code, which is like C++, JavaScript, Java itself, and that kind of thing. So this is where the programmers will be like in this video here, or being interested into it. So if you're a graphics person that's going to make pictures and models and all kind of stuff, this part will probably won't pertain to you. So you can kind of skip it, but it may be interesting to kind of learn a little bit about how we at Christ Games here store this kind of files on our servers. So we don't actually store them on our servers locally. We use this GitHub repository. So GitHub is a repository or a source code, a tracker that it allows you to store files in versioning and all that kind of stuff. So the difference with a picture, the pictures are usually created and it's version 1. There's never another picture you create. You don't create version 1.2 and such. But in source code, you have different versions. So that's important to have versions and be able to maintain them and that kind of thing. So GitHub is a open source and it's on the web. It's a free application or free service that we can use to store our files for our source code. As long as it's a open source type of a project, which is ours are, it's totally free to people to do that. So this is going to be another thing that you're going to have to sign up for, another service, and it's free and it takes a few minutes here. So we'll go step through this and show you how the different pieces and parts and all that kind of stuff put together to make our source code repository and things. So it's going to be a little bit of nerdiness here. We'll talk about some command line scripting and some other things like that. So stay tuned for this one if you're into this kind of stuff and learning how to do GitHub. It's not going to be a GitHub or a Git type of tutorial. In that case, low level. It's going to be basically the high level of how to use our service here at Christ Games. So just kind of start stepping back a little bit here. So GitHub is based on a source code versioning tool called Git, G-I-T, and so that's what it's the core is. So a lot of companies will use Git and in-house, and this is just a public-facing. GitHub is a public-facing version of that versioning software. So it allows you to go through and store files on the server, and then if another person is working on it, they can upstore the same files and overwrite yours. But they got version 1.2, and you got your version 1.0 and such, and it kind of merges the two and has a whole bunch of other fancy stuff. So we won't go into that deep into this tool, but what we're going to do today is really just show you how to set up your environment to be able to download our application, our source code, and then be able to make a modification and upload it back to the server. So the first thing you want to do is you want to go to if you're not a member, go ahead and send me an email, doug@christgames.org, because I'm gonna have to set you up on GitHub to be able to do this stuff. First you gotta do is you have to go to GitHub and go ahead and create an account, and that's pretty easy. So just go to GitHub here, and we'll see that, and you'll see it's another service. You can create create your name and that kind of thing, sign up for it, and it'll create you an account on this service or this site, and it's free. So of course, you just go ahead and do that, and then when you're done with that, you're gonna need to get the software. So GitHub software will need to be downloaded. So let's go ahead and go into our before we go that far, let's go to our repository. So we store our repository on github.com called /ChristGames. So if we go there, you can see this is our repository. We have a couple of different projects going on. Pong is a game we were doing, Spirit Heroes, and some of our web files and things. But Spirit Heroes is what we're talking about today. So let's go into that the repository. And you can see this is where it shows a whole lot of files. So you got your class files, your resources, and some other things like this going on. The first thing you want to do is before you start doing any of this kind of stuff, you got to go sign up for GitHub, and then the second thing you want to do is download the software. And depending on what kind of operating system you're having, if you go to Git, this URL right here, it's on the the link there. It allows you to do Windows, a Mac, a Linux, and Solaris. So that's what you can do. This is the client. This is a Bash client. Bash is a scripting language that allows you to write somewhat code on in a one-liner kind of thing. It's a script type of language, and it's natively on macOS and Linux, but Windows it also works on it well. And I'm on a Windows machine here, so this is kind of a popular operating system. So I'll show you how to do it on a Windows. So first, what you want to do is download a client. You know, download it, install it. I won't show that here, but it's pretty much real simple. It's just, you know, next, that kind of thing. Install it to write a folder, and so on. So, the first part we want to do is when we create a Git account, is we want to download the project. So in this case, you can do it a couple ways. You can go over here just to the very top of this page and hit, you know, clone, and you can actually download the zip file. So we want people to contribute, so there's other ways to do that. So what we use is a tool called this tool called Bash. It's a application that we that GitHub uses. So right now I've got a folder. If you look at if you know Linux commands or whatever, pwd, the present working directory, I'm in a folder called users doug github test, and this is I can show it here on my machine in Windows format. So this is where we're at. So I'm gonna put all my files on this folder. You can call it whatever you want to, and store your files for this project anywhere you want to on your computer. And if you're in Mac and Linux, it'll look a little different, but it's very similar if you guys know how to do the operating system from file transfers and things. So anyway, so this is what we're at. We're at this folder. There's nothing in it. So the first thing we want to do is kind of just follow along with the what it says on the GitHub here. Go back down to the bottom here, and the first thing it says is you want to do, you know, change directory cd to your projects folder. In this case, we already are. We're in this folder, not ready to do this. And then we're gonna, the first thing you're gonna do is really, this is a one-time thing. You're gonna go in here and you're gonna set up your configuration. So your configuration is this git config dash dash global user dot name, and then it's going to be whatever your name is going to be called. You can call yourself Batman or whatever, and that kind of thing, and it'll store that here, and it'll send that be your name on GitHub whenever we do this thing. So don't use my name. If you want to use my name, it's fine, I guess, but it's not going to gain you anything in this case. Anyway, so the first two things we did, if you see, it just basically took that command and says, okay, now we have a configuration stored on this machine, and it's going to be these two things. So the next step I want to do is kind of show you what it does actually. So git init, init will actually take the and create some files on the server, I mean on your workstation here. So if I type in this command, and if you look on the left hand center, it's all blank. So if I hit enter on this one, you'll see it's going to do something. It says it initialized the empty git repository, and all it did is put this little folder called .git. And if we look in the .git folder, it's got a bunch of other folders. So these are just little placeholders and indexes and all kinds of stuff that Git uses to keep track of itself. And because when you do a versioning software for source code, the main thing you want to do is know what you have on your computer, version 1.1 or 1.2 and that kind of thing. And another person could have, you know, 1.3 on their machine, and then you want to merge the two together. So all these little things of what version you have and what file you have and what has changed and the deltas and all that kind of stuff, they need to, it's the GitHub software, or the Git software needs to know that stuff. So it's all stored in this little .git folder. So you don't have to do anything with that. Don't delete it, because if you delete it, then you'll lose your connection to Git, and you can always recreate it, but it's a vital file for keeping track of the source code. So anyway, so if you look at here now, do a ls minus la, it should see that there's no there's a git folder right here. So we have that type of thing. So, and it says now we have GitHub test is master. So it kind of says this is a that changed from a previous folder. So it knows that this is a this tool now knows that this is a git repository on your local machine. So now that we've got that, we actually got the folder created and the GitHub Git software installed. Let's go ahead and download the actual source code. So what you do when you download that is called cloning. So you, what we're going to do is we're going to go up to this GitHub, and we're going to say, give me every file in here. Just like I did here, I'm going to download a zip file, and I'm going to do it through the bash tool that we're using for GitHub. And what it's going to do is going to take all these files right here in all these different folders inside of these things, and it's going to download them to my machine. So that's what this command is going to do here, which is going to do a clone. So it says git, this is the command, clone, and it's going to say here's the actual URL to our project. Okay, so what we're going to do now, so let's go ahead and put this command in here. So we do git clone and the file. So what I'd like to do is let's go ahead and see what it does here real time. So if you look over here, it's going to download the software. So let's hit enter. And you can see it created a Spirit Heroes folder, and it's telling you how much percent's done, and it's pretty quick. So the source code is pretty small. I believe GitHub requires your project to be less than 1 gigabyte to be open source free and all that kind of stuff. But 1 gigabyte of source code is a lot of source code. That's millions of lines of code. Okay, so it's done with this thing. So now we have files on the server. So if we look in here, we should see, just like we had on the GitHub website and our project folder, we have all these same files and folders on there. So now we have a copy of what was on the GitHub, and we also have it here if you want to just do an ls-la to see it here, so you can see both sides. We want to jump in to that project now. So now we're in that project, so we can see in there that the folder has the same folders on here. So this is just the same visual using this bash command line. So what we'll see here now at this point is some different other things. So we've got pushing files to GitHub, and we've got pulling files from GitHub. So what we want to do is, now that we've gotten the files, all the project files, totally all down to our machine, now we can go play with them and do things and create some new routines and code and all that kind of stuff. And now when we're totally done with that, then we're ready to push something up to the GitHub or the Git, we want to use these commands. It's pretty simple. It's three commands to do that. So the first thing you want to do is a git add. So in this case, before we do that, this is not on the screen there, but let's do a git status here. So we do git status. It's going to tell you what the status of your project is. In this case, there's nothing new because then your working directory is clean. So nothing, there's no files that changed or whatever that kind of stuff. So if I try to upload this now and commit something, it's going to tell me, sorry, you don't have anything to upload, nothing's changed. So the way Git works, it has three different stages. So the places where your files are stored. So there's a local copy, which is what we have here, and then there's a staged copy, and there's a copy on the master repository, which is up on GitHub. So we have three different copies, so to speak, on Git, and so there are stages that we need to do. So the first thing we have here is we have the files on the local machine. So that's stage one. So what we want to do now is take our file that we want to upload and put it into the staging area. And then when we get to the staging area, then we can push it out to the repository. And that's what these commands do. So the first one is saying add to the staging area. And this one's saying commit to the staging area, and now we got the staging area ready. So now we're going to say push to the server, to the GitHub server. So that's what these three commands are saying. It's saying on this local machine, these two are staging type of things. It's saying add to the staging and commit, which means you want to put a comment on it, and not so much commit for comment, but commit. So you're going to actually write it to the staging area, and this dash M is for comment, and you put some comment in there with the file changed. And then you want to say git push to the origin to the master, and that's going to be your command that's going to upload the files to the server. So let's go ahead and make an update to one of these files. So let's say we're going to update this README file. This is the markdown document we were talking about. So let's go ahead and go inside that document. You can see this is kind of like HTML type of code that you can do. So let's go ahead and say this we'll see it at real time. So we're right here saying, pushing files to GitHub. So let's make some code change and just some word change in there so we'll see it. And this is on the server up there. So pushing files to GitHub. So if we can go, just type in something, test here. So if we see that show up on the server, we know we were successful from our machine. So let's go ahead and save that. And we'll save it here. So we did this git status before, and it said our files were clean. So let's go ahead and do that same command again, say git status, and see what happens. And it goes, oh, hey, something changed here. The files on your local machine are not the exact same files which are on the server. So something's here is different. So this file right here has been modified. So we know we modified it because we just did just now. So what it's telling you is saying you can do a git checkout or a git add. So we're going to do a git add in this case. Checkout means you're going to copy it from the server to your local machine and override it again. Or a git add means you're going to push it back, into the staging area and upload it. So we want to do a git add in this case. So if we look back at our little cheat sheet here, it says git add some file. So real simple commands here. So we're going to say git add, and we're going to say read me.md. So we do that, and it just kind of comes back and it says it's done. So now we want to do a commit to the staging area. So we say git commit dash m. And we're going to say this is a test or something. So you want to be a little more descriptive with your uploads, but this is going to say now it created a file and it tells you what it is. It's going to change. One thing's changed, one's going to be inserted, and I'm just going to delete one. So it's going to delete something off the server, add another one on the server, and the one file has changed. So that's what it's going to do with the when we push it up there. So now we got that part of it done. So now we want to do the git push command. So let's say git push origin master, and we're going to hit enter. And what we're going to see here now is that file is going to be uploaded to the GitHub repository, and it's going to come through here and upload it. So if the first time you ever do this type of thing, what's well, going to this is kind of a something to note. If it's your first time you ever do that, it's going to actually prompt you for your username and password. So in this case, I did that earlier for me, and it saves your username and password, so you don't have to worry about doing it in the next time. In this case, it's there, so it's just going to push the file up there. But the first time you ever push a file up, it's going to prompt you for your username and password. It's your GitHub user account that you use, so that way it knows who you are and you're a valid person trying to push files to our server, and then you actually have access to our project. So anyway, so this kind of tells you just some stuff, and it just basically said it uploaded some files. So at this point, we added some little stuff right on the end of here. So let's go ahead and refresh this page and see if we actually got the file uploaded. Gonna take a second here. Oh, it was down here. Sorry, this one wasn't full. So we actually did this here. So you can see we had actually updated some text on this document here. So this has actually been uploaded to the GitHub, and you can see this is a test, and it says README file is it was changed, and it was done 2 minutes ago. So you can see it's pretty simple to upload files to our repository. You just have to come to this bottom of this page here, and you want to say first this is a one-time thing you want to do here, which sets up your environment to be able to support downloading and clone the project. And then you want to do these commands if you want to upload new files to the server. And then if you want to get if you want to pull files from a server and just get the latest and greatest files there, you can actually do this here, and it's not probably going to do anything because we've got all the latest files. But we do git pull origin enter. I guess it needs to say pull with two L's there. It'll try to go to the server and try to look at what you have on your machine. If something was new on the server versus your machine, it will download that file, or those files will get downloaded. So that's a quick way to just say, okay, if somebody Joe is over here making 10 updates, and 2 days later another person comes on and Bob wants to get those updates, all you have to do is come in here and say git pull origin, and you'll get the latest greatest download to your machine, and you can to continue on with your project updates. And once you make updates, go ahead and push them back up to the server, and we'll do that. So So we're doing just kind of a quick thing on Git here. We're doing this really simple. There's a bunch of ways to do Git in a bigger projects scenario. So there's things if you see up here at the very top, there is these things for branching, and there's a pull reports, and there's this forking over here. Let's do it. So a bunch of these things we do that we're not using right now in Spirit Heroes or for GitHub for Crax Games, but we may do that later on at some point. Just get to know that. Get to know Git first and to do the simple stuff and that kind of thing before we get going into a bigger project type of scenario. So right now we only have a couple of people, and it's pretty simple to maintain that one person's doing source code on updates on one file and another person's doing another one. But if we want to start getting into really fancy stuff, we can do a fork of the project, and that means you're copying the whole project and making a new project. If you want to do pull reports, and this goes into where you're actually going to submit your commits to the server, and they can be reviewed, and they can be commented on, and then those pull reports can be merged back into the main branch, and we can have multiple branches in here. So it gets really kind of complicated and fancy, with all kinds of source code type of thing. We're not going to do that really here at this point, but we might if it gets to be more, if you have 50 programmers, it's going to be have to we'll have to kind of start doing that kind of thing. But one or two programmers is pretty simple to keep up with by just doing. You're going to be uploading directly to the master copy and downloading to the master copy. There's no going to be multiple branches and things to worry about. So anyway, that's what I kind of what I want to do. Let me go ahead and put this back, this file, before I forget it here, and update it. So let's go ahead and just kind of recap here. So if I go ahead and change this, and if I do this git status thing, let's go ahead and do git status. I'm just scrolling up with the up arrow key, and do git status. It sees that file is changed again. Let's go ahead and say we want to add that file back to the staging area. So now it's gone in the staging area, and we want to give it a commit, and we'll change the wording here. We'll just say readme.md changed or something, and we'll just enter that. So it was whatever you want to do for your comment for the commit, and then we'll go ahead and push this back up to the server, get push origin master. And so you can see it's pretty simple. We just made a change on our server, our local machine, and now we updated the repository. So now, if we go ahead and back up to the server just to show that it changed, we should be able to see that, yeah, right there, it changed. It's back to remove that file. And you can see the source, the comment, is changed as well. readme.md changed. So that's what I'll have to do is, if you want to contribute, the first big thing is really to send me an email to doug.at crassgames.org, and this kind of tells you what to do. Go to doug@crassgames.org, send me an email. I will add you on to the project as a contributor, and then go to GitHub, create an account. It's free, and log on and create you a profile, or and you can put pictures in there of yourself and things, and stuff. It's just kind of any type of a social media kind of thing, and then go ahead and go to this link here. Get the source code, the client. Go ahead and get that software and download and install it. If you do Mac and stuff, you could do that well. And then at that point, you're ready to go to do the stuff. So you just go in here. First step you would do, like I said, is you're going to do a download of the file. You're going to clone it, and then at that point, you can do whatever you want to with the source code. You can make copies of it, and you can update some routines, and then update the file back to the master project by doing these commands here. So it's really just those couple of four commands, and then if you ever want to get the latest source code, if somebody's changed it, and you do this git pull download, or you can actually do a single file. If you know what the file is you want to update, you can do this git checkout some file name. So you can actually do that as well on the thing. But it's kind of scary sometimes for this thing, but the command lines are not too scary if you got the secret codes. So the secret codes are all on my on the website here. So if you go to the Spirit Heroes, you'll see all the very simple tips and tricks here for, to do updates. So that's kind of all I wanted to show you today, is really just the GitHub, and that's what we use here at Christ Games. Is we use GitHub as our main repository, and again, just go to Christ Games and on the files folder page, and it gives you some more information about that, and tells you where our repository is in GitHub. Okay, so I think that's enough nerdiness to know and to learn and try to absorb in one setting. So there's a lot of tools out there, there's a lot of videos out there for Git and GitHub, and tells you how to do a lot more commands. There's probably a couple hundred commands that you could do to delete files and merge branches and all kind of stuff. But we're not going to do a lot of that stuff. We're doing really simple here to kind of get started, and maybe later on we'll get into the more complicated stuff. But if that happens, we'll give you more instructions on how to do that. We'll put it on the website and things like that. So really, at this point, we're just doing a clone of the master branch, and we're updating the master branch as we go on along directly, and not branching out or doing any other type of cloning and that kind of stuff. So, okay, I think I've said enough for this video. Take a look at it, and you guys be blessed, and we'll go on to another video here shortly. I think I'll do the game design document next, so we get into the details of the game design, and we'll kind of go from there. Talk to you later. Bye.